This is about Jeremy Thorpe at Oxford. Here he is in the Oxford Union Society. And he doesn't say he was even on standing committee then, though he may have been. If you zoom out, you go down, you see J.J. Thorpe, Trinity College, St. John Jeremy Thorpe, always known by his middle name. And then here in the middle is Robin Day, later Sir Robin Day of St. Edmund's Hall, fellow member of the Liberal Party, who I think never actually contested public office, but was later barrister, very well-known interview for the BBC. And I'm not sure if there are any more luminaries. Then we've got, let's say, one, two, three, four over here from him. So one, two, three, four. Dick Taverne, later a Labour MP, a brief member of the Liberal Party. There is William Rees-Mogg, later Lord Rees-Mogg, father of the Honourable Jeremy Rees-Mogg. Oleg Kerensky, son of the Prime Minister of Russia just before the Bolshevik Revolution. Engineer, bizarrely. Okay. And then we have Randolph Churchill here, as in the only son of Winston Churchill, roaring alcoholic embarrassment to the family, briefly Member of Parliament in the Second World War, lost a seat afterwards to Michael Foot, later leader of the Labour Party. Randolph Churchill, he died just after his father. He died a rather young man. He had such a ferocious temper. But anyway, so that was Trinity term, 1950, when Thorpe would have been 21. So here he is again in Hillary 1950, as in the sort of spring term of 1950. Sorry, I'm doing them in the wrong alphabetical order. So J.J. Thorpe, and is there anyone else particularly famous beside him? Look how youthful he is there. You know, looks like a schoolboy. So he left Eton at the age of 17, just before his 18th birthday, briefly taught in a prep school, which you could easily do in those days without any more qualifications, the first Etonian they've ever met. And then it was national service. He had to do his compulsory military service and did his basic training, went for NCO training in Northern Ireland, brought it down, and he staged an epileptic fit to get out of it. And apparently it was wetting his bed, proved he was morally unsuitable to be in the armed forces, because he was really just faking it. And here we see Dick Taverne again, his friend, and William Rees-Mogg, as I say later on, Lord Rees-Mogg, editor of the Times, and no one else you really would have heard of apart from, again, Sir Robin Day, who seems to put on rather a lot of weight. So probably everybody in this photo has since been called to his reward. So he was studying law here, Jeremy Thorpe. He managed to get a third, didn't stop him being called to the bar though, and there he is, practiced desultorily. And George Carman, later a QC, helped him with his essays in return for Thorpe, helping with his debates at the Union. And the usual suspects, there's Oleg Kerensky.